This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The ACLU lied to its own lawyers in the recent case involving a 17-year-old incarcerated immigrant who wanted the government's involvement in seeking an abortion. By taking the girl for an abortion one day earlier than the date offered to all parties in the case, they eliminated any chance for Supreme Court review of the case. Administration lawyers are now asking the High Court to vacate the lower court ruling, and they say sanctions may be imposed on the ACLU for its deceit. The Trump White House is changing the way school and other youth curricula address human sexuality. HHS will now be mandated to follow the science to not only reduce pregnancy and abortion rates, but sexually transmitted disease rates by what the administration calls sexual risk avoidance education. This is Life News Radio. Do you tire of the rancor and discord among Americans? Yes, we have plenty of sin. But Christians call it sin, not merely a lack of political correctness. Yet for human rights, for acceptance of other peoples, this is the greatest country in the world because we embrace mercy and demand the performance of goodness. So thank God for America. More than complaining, pray for her. Let us be a culture of life. In other headlines, Texas AG Ken Paxton is defending the Texas law banning gruesome D&E abortions and says he'll appeal his case to higher courts as needed. Over U.S. delegation objections and objections from many others, a U.N. committee has inserted into a major U.N. treaty a right to abortion. Next up for the U.N. Human Rights Committee is euthanasia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.